This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
With these debates, you know that you do. Do you ever get anybody to listen to the truth you tell them and they change their mind on the spot, or maybe call you back later on and tell you that they're no longer an atheist, they believe now?
No, it's rare. And the reason it's rare is because the atheists who want to debate me are usually those who are well-practiced in their atheism and very committed to it and have been for a long time. So they think that they actually have the ability to offer a good debate. They don't, because they're atheists. I've had atheists tell me, I've given them really good arguments, I've caused them to think, and that's good. But the ones I debate, or have a formal debate, or something like that, no, it rarely happens where they convert.
Number 5.
Is this wrong for women to challenge a guy?
No, it's not.
On one of these forums, you know, Facebook
or
whatever.
It's not wrong at all. Can women correct men in the church? Absolutely. If the men have said something wrong or done something wrong and some astute woman is listening and she happens to have learned something that someone else hasn't, and she comes up and says, you know, I don't agree with this or that, or can we look at this? If I were a pastor and a woman did that, I would treasure it. Fine, good. I mean, she feels comfortable enough to come up and challenge or to say, well, what about this? What about that? That's fine. We're all called to do that. Just because you're women doesn't mean you can't get up there and ask questions and challenge stuff. And women can't be pastors and elders, but it's fine. There's no problem with that at all.
Number 4.
I've been assistant to a Christian church that is directed by a general pastor who calls himself an apostle.
When someone calls themselves an apostle, I have a problem with that. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 1:9, he's defending his apostleship, and he says this, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? Now, this isn't proof that you have to have seen the risen Lord or been with him. You know, it's a good case to say, well, the apostles were those who were with Christ. So when people start saying, hey, I'm an apostle, really? Let me check your doctrine. You know, I just want to check their doctrine, sit down, talk to them and see if they know their stuff. But I don't buy into it.
Number 3.
So a husband, one wife. I'm divorced once, but I've been married to my current wife for 25 years. And Southern Baptist,
Let me ask you some questions.
Were you
a Christian when you got divorced?
Yes.
And what was the reason for the divorce? Was it her fault or your fault?
It was both of our fault.
Was adultery involved?
Yeah, there was.
By you or her?
By both.
Okay, by both. So here's the thing. I would say you're probably disqualified from ministry. Generally speaking, it says the elder must be above reproach. If you are a Christian and you committed adultery as a Christian, whether she was or not, is irrelevant to what you did, then this brings up the issue of, were you knowledgeable enough? Your elders have got to get involved with this. And known enough about this that you did this, and if you were to become an ordained minister, then are you a man of good reputation when you're saying, I did this while I was a Christian? This is the problem. I have to tell you flat out, it's a huge problem.
Number 2.
No, I'm just curious if you've had any experience, you know, witnessing in abortion clinics or any wisdom that you might be able to share for me.
Yeah, I've got several things I would recommend. Get a sound recording device on your person. I would have somebody off-site in a car with a camera running. That's just me, okay? Because sometimes the pro-aborts, they get rather difficult, and it's better to be safe than sorry. It's not very often that anything happens, but it's a good thing to do. I'd also recommend that you contact the police before you go out, unless you don't think the police is friendly, but, you know, contact the police, say, this is what I want to do, and this will be on the sidewalk, and want to let you know, and what's the name of the supervisor or the whoever, whatever, in case there's a problem. We're not looking for any problems, we just want to know, you know, and they really appreciate that.
Number 1!
I know Christians are saved through Jesus Christ, but how do the Jews feel that they're saved?
There are different Jewish sects. Some believe that they need the temple rebuilt, and in the meantime, they're offering varying sacrifices of varying styles and types. The thing is, they can't be saved without Jesus. It has to be that if they're going to be going to heaven, they need to have Jesus as their Savior. They need to put their faith and trust in the Messiah. By rejecting the Messiah, as Hebrews 10:26 says, if we go on sinning willfully, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. And this is applicable to the Jews who had been told about Christ and fulfillment of Christ in the Old Testament. They've rejected that, and so therefore there's no sacrifice left for them, because the old sacrificial system was done away with the death of the Messiah. This is Hebrews 8:13 and Hebrews 9:15-16. So they don't realize that the covenant requirements of God they broke, and they rejected the covenant supplied Messiah, and so therefore they're lost and they need Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.